Good morning. Welcome to University Church. My name is Barbara Fote, and I am here to welcome you, and whatever has brought you here, whether it's your custom to come, whether you have come because you're curious, or whether there's some crisis in your life for which you feel some time in this sacred space would be helpful, we welcome you. If you are a visitor, I will try to find you. I'm on the welcome team and give you a brochure. But for everyone, please grab the yellow slip that came in the bulletin that you got, I hope. And if you didn't get one, just step to the back and the ushers can give you one. We'd like to know that you were here, so if you'll put your name on it, whether you're here the first time or the thousandth time. And then on the flip side, if you have a prayer request that you would like us to know about, you can fill that out. The prayer request will be picked up during the service and read aloud. And if you don't have a prayer request, then just drop the yellow slip in the offering plate with the ushers. We have an abbreviated worship service in the bulletin, and most everything you'll need will appear on the screen. There are restrooms and childcare out this door, and after the service, through either door behind is the gathering room, or you can come for some conversation and to connect with folks. And I would remind you about our safe sanctuary policy, that we like children to be accompanied at all times through the building. Let me highlight some opportunities for you to show your discipleship and to make a difference in the world. In your bulletins is a availability study. Our church is partnered with some other churches to help persons who are in the process of challenging their legality to be here in this country, part of a sanctuary coalition, and that group could use our help. So if this is a mission opportunity, you have a concern about immigration issues, please fill that out, and you can either leave it in the plate or leave it in the church office. If you're hungering for some discussion and some learning, I've just come from the Born a Crime book discussion, which I would really encourage you. It's very interesting. It's a book of stories by Trevor Noah. The young people will know him as host of The Daily Show, who was, when he was born in South Africa, was actually born a crime because it was a criminal for his African mother and white father to have a child. So that'll be going on for about 4 or 5 weeks at 9:30. And Ted is here. He has another mission opportunity or report for us.
My team is assembling here. A month ago, we came here to share with you a crisis in our denomination. There are forces that seek to separate our churches from the LGBTQ communities, and also an opportunity to mend some of this divisiveness that has haunted our denomination for over 35 years. We said we had to act fast and we had to act powerfully. We set a goal of raising $10,000 to support efforts to work towards unity and inclusiveness. Many people stepped forward. I would love to hear the reason for each donation. I'm sure they were in honor or memory of one who the church has not welcomed. I recently read a discussion of the golden rule, treat others as you would like to be treated. This assumes that everyone wants to be treated in the same way, has the same needs and wants. The author suggests the platinum rule, treat others as they want to be treated. That's what this fundraiser was all about. People need to be welcomed into the church as valued and loved, no matter who or how they love. We are overjoyed by the response of this congregation. Our total as of Friday afternoon was $10,718.50. If you plan to but haven't given a donation yet, I know there are some of you procrastinators out there. Please put a check in the offering or mail it to the church with RMN on the memo line, or go to the website using the QR code in your bulletin to make an online donation. Thanks again. And there's cake after church to celebrate.
I got tears in my eyes. I don't know about you. That's really amazing. Let's continue with our worship, and Dale Fryer is our liturgist today and often our song leader.
Good morning, everyone. How are you? I'm over here. Oops, sorry. I don't know why that happened. I'll turn that off in a minute. I'm Pastor Alicia. I'm honored to say that I am the pastor here at University United Methodist Church, and I'd like to extend a warm welcome to each and every one of you. Our friends here, over here, which I was trying to be near, and hopefully I won't squeal again, have been waiting for the train to arrive so that they can get away from people and things that are popular culture defines as other, unwanted, unsavory, uncool, and unacceptable. The irony is, in moving out of Scare City, that we don't have to pack up and go anywhere. The irony in moving out of Scare City is that we don't have to pack up and go anywhere. Rather, we are called to transform the places within and around us with evidence of God's love and grace. We are called to build altars everywhere, to show forth the gifts of abundance to a hungry world. How can we here at University Church offer radical generosity to transform the places right where we are? Please remain seated and sing our theme song together, You Are Mine.
Fear not, afraid, I am with you. Have called you each by name. Come and follow me, I will bring you home. I love you and you are mine.
Do not be afraid. God is with us. Good morning. My name is Dale Fryer, and I am the liturgist this morning. And let's unpack our suitcases and get about transforming our world today. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in the call to worship. Holy fountain of constant creativity, the world around us struggles to maintain the past, even as you call us to wake up to new beginnings. Holy Jesus, you came among us as flesh and blood, transforming old ways into new life. Holy Spirit, you stir our hearts with surprising new understandings. We come together today to celebrate that you have called us into your family of tradition and transformation. Amen. Please remain standing and join me in celebrating God's transformative love as we sing hymn number 356. The English translation for the Spanish is When We Are Living.
When we are living, it is in Christ Jesus. And when we're dying, it is in the Lord. Both in our living and in our dying, we belong to God. We belong to God. All our living, we our fruits must give. Good works of service are for offering. When we are giving or when receiving, we belong to God. We belong to God. In times of sorrow and in times of pain, when sensing beauty or in love's embrace, whether we suffer or sing rejoicing, we belong to God. We belong to God. Across this wide world, we shall always find those who are crying with no peace of mind. But when we help them, or when we feed them, we belong to God. We belong to God.
John Wesley reminded us that God created us to be relational beings. Take a moment and greet those around you with a piece of Christ, offering a handshake, a high five, or a fist bump. And when the music starts, it's time for the children to come down for the children's time, and Pastor Alicia will be there for them.
Children, if they're comfortable, come forward and join me. I have a couple things up here. Well, I guess we're a friendly church, huh? All right. Look at all these friends. How wonderful. Well, friends, come on over here a little bit so I can see who we have here. I got a couple things. Come on over. Come on, Eric. Will you come over a little? Nope. Okay. Come on over. All right. So I'm going to say what I said in the beginning, and I'm hoping all of you will help me in a moment. There we go. All right. The irony in moving out of scarcity is that we don't have to pack up and go anywhere. Rather, we are called to transform the places within and around us with the evidence of God's love and grace. So what I was hoping all of you would do is help me by, we don't need to move out, we don't need to take the train anywhere, so we're going to put our bags back on here because we're going to stay here and transform this place. So would you be willing to help me after you just sat down all comfortable? Will you pick up those bags and put them on the shelves for me to represent we're staying here and we're making a change and sharing God's love right where we're at? What do you think? Can you pick them up? Are they heavy or light? I think they're light. What do we think? Thank you. You want to help too, sweetie? Do you want to help move one of the suitcases? There you go. All right. There's a couple of spots. There's more space over there, too. All right. Oh, let me get out of the... I feel like I'm in the way. Let me get out of the way. There we go. All right. You're doing good. Why don't you bring this one over here, Eric? Come on over here, girls, so that the people who have bags behind you can put it on the shelf over here. All right. I like your T-shirt, too. All right. Good. We got one more, Oliver. Why don't you put it over on the big shelf? All right. Nice. Here, stay with me. I'll hold you so we don't tip over. Thank you. Wonderful. So we're staying here, and we're going to transform lives right here where we are. Wonderful. Thank you for doing that. So the other thing that is going on is that I talked to you last week about these really cool things. We saw a video. Do you remember when we watched the video? You weren't here? Well, you can do it anyway. So these are, they're dark on the top, and then when you scratch them off, there's pretty colors underneath, and it shows us so we don't, what is on top isn't always what's underneath. There's beauty underneath in every single person. So I'm wondering, would you like to take these with you and work on them during worship? And then I'm hoping that even if they're complete or not quite complete, that you'll come back at the end of worship and show us. Would you be willing to do that? Okay, great. So you can pick out, some of them are already a pattern, and then some of them are just blank and you can do whatever you'd like, okay? So what do you think? And I have a couple different packages if we need more. So I'm going to have you guys pick. I'm wondering if you can help hold them so that they can pick them out. And can we pray together as we pass out our sheets? And there's more if you don't get what you want. We have more over here, okay? So, all right, we're going to pray and pick out our sheet all at the same time. So will you pray with me, everyone? Loving God, we are grateful that there is abundance around us and that all we need to do is change the way we think and stop thinking about scarcity and start thinking about the abundance that comes in your love. Be with us, whether we're 1 year old or 100 years old, that we might remember that altars are everywhere and we can transform lives by sharing your love. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so as we pick these out and go back to our seats to whoever brought us, and I have something free to use to scratch off, we will be blessed with music.
Amen. Somebody is calling our name. If someone or something is on your heart today and you would like your prayer read as a part of worship, please pass your prayer slip to the ushers as they walk down the aisle. We will enter our prayer time singing Nothing Can Trouble, a Taze hymn using the words of St. Teresa of Olivia from the 1500s. Try singing the original Spanish.
Nada te turbe, nada te espante, quien a Dios tiene a ti le falta. Nada te turbe, nada te espante, solos basta.
Let us settle our hearts, settle our minds, settle our bodies, and be in an attitude of prayer. Some prayers are spoken and others still unspoken are weighing on our hearts today. God, we bring them all to you, knowing that you indeed fill us when we open our hearts to you. Hear our prayers and know our hearts as we strive to live our lives after the model of Jesus. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We're going to begin with a period of silent prayer, followed by a spoken prayer that I will share, and then we will speak the Lord's Prayer together. And I encourage all of you to speak the Lord's Prayer in whatever language or tradition that you feel most comfortable. So let's breathe in and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open up your heart to God. Yes, God, you call our names. You've been calling our names forever, before, now, and in the moments and years to come. You are with each of us, and you are with all of us. You are with all of those we prayed for this morning, voiced out loud. And you know our hearts even when we don't speak those prayers out loud. We pray today for gratitude that has energy, for gratitude that has energy that you give us through your grace. We pray that we have that energy to actively listen to our brothers and sisters who need our prayer, and when we can, reach out and help. We are brothers and sisters, all of us, and we just pray that we hold each other in that platinum prayer that Ted mentioned this morning, to treat others as they wish to be treated. We now pray the prayer that Jesus prayed. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Forever. That's how long God is with us. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing Together We Serve.
Together we serve, united by love, inviting God's world to the glorious feast. We work and we pray through sorrow and joy, extending your love to the last and the least. We seek to become a beacon of hope, a lamp for the heart and a light for the feet. We learn year by year to let love shine through until we see Christ in each person we meet. We welcome the scared, the wealthy, the poor, the busy, the lonely, and all who need care. We offer a home to those who will come. Our hands quick to help, our hearts ready to dare. Together by grace we witness and work, remembering Jesus in whom we grow strong. Together we serve in spirit and truth, remembering love is the strength of our song.
Please be seated. St. Paul is Timothy's mentor. In fact, they are so close that he refers to Timothy as his son. In this passage from the Message translation of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 17 through 19, Paul is teaching Timothy how to minister to the newly formed Christian communities. Tell those rich in this world's wealth to quit being so full of themselves and so obsessed with money, which is here today and gone tomorrow. Tell them to go after God, who piles on all the riches we can ever imagine, to do good, to be rich helping others, to be extravagantly generous. If they do that, they'll build a treasury that will last, gaining life that is truly life. The Word of God for the people of God.
Good morning again. We're kind of moving things around a little bit. I would like to introduce to you Morgan Mastronardi. She has volunteered to be our last speaker in this series about what brought her to University United Methodist Church and why it feels like home to her. So, Morgan?
I came to University United Methodist Church because I was looking for a church where I could attend with my then-boyfriend and his daughter. It was 2015, and I Googled United Methodist Churches in Syracuse. When I saw that Pastor Alicia was a woman, I knew that this church was the one for me because the church that I had grown up in also had a woman pastor. So it immediately felt like home even before I attended. Everyone I met welcomed me and my family with open arms. I liked coming to a place where I could come and feel at peace. And fast forward 3 years, and now I am involved in Vacation Bible School, Sunday School, and coordinating weddings. Lastly, this is the church I was married in just a few months ago, and my husband and I are now members. Home to me is where your family is, and this church family is my home.
Thank you, Morgan. So I'd like to begin today with a quote. A kind gesture can reach a wound that only compassion can heal. I'm going to say again what I began with because I feel like this is so powerful. The irony in moving out of Scare City is that we don't have to pack up and go anywhere. Rather, we are called to transform the places within and around us with the evidence of God's love and grace. And I might even say a kind gesture. We are called to build altars everywhere to show forth the gifts of abundance to a hurting world. How are we offering radical generosity to transform the places and people where we are? We are creating a home here in this place. We've heard stories of home and how this church and this church family have become a home to Robert Simmons, who spoke about how he finds he can use his gifts here by serving others. We heard from Holly Austin, who talked about how this church felt like home because she knew that her foster child, who is transgender, would be welcomed here because of the rainbow flags outside. And When she and her family arrived, she and her family were welcomed so greatly. And we heard from Eva Cooper, who talked about how she felt like this was her home, and when there was a fire in her apartment, this church came together and helped her in so many ways she could never imagine. And even given that she originated from Liberia and now is an American citizen, she has always been welcomed and loved here in this place. And then today we heard from Morgan, a lifelong Methodist. I think almost everybody, well, two of the four are lifelong Methodists, Googled United Methodist Churches in Syracuse and felt like this was home just by looking at the website and coming in and finding this fantastic church family welcoming more family in. And then for me, I find this church a home. This is going to sound weird, but maybe some of you have experienced this as well. I feel the Holy Spirit in this building no matter what corner I enter, but most especially when I walk into this sanctuary. When I walk through the threshold of these, either door here, something is here in this place, and I feel it and experience it right away. Does anyone else get this feeling when they walk in this space? It's amazing. I can come here when it's full of people or when it's empty, and it just is home. So know that if you ever need a pick-me-up in the middle of the week, you're welcome to stop in and feel this Holy Spirit here in this peaceful place during the week. On Friday, I had a pantry guest come to me and ask me, "Does your church give rides to worship?" And I said, "I'm sorry, not yet." And she said, "Oh, that's too bad, because this is the only church I have ever felt comfortable in." And she's a pantry guest, and she comes to the pantry, and she's all over the basement with pantry things. But she has asked me to pray with her, and we have come into this sanctuary as well. And she has been in these walls here, in this space. And this is the only church she has felt comfortable in. As Methodists, one of the questions our statistical reports and church profile ask is, would your neighborhood notice if your church was gone? I'd say our neighborhood would miss this church a lot if we were gone because of our worship, our music, our glorious organ, our choir, our food pantry, the diapers we give away, the pet pantry where people can come in and get food for their pets, the Thanksgiving bags, the dinner, the Christmas dinner, and the big breakfast. And so given all these things that folks would miss if we were gone, I wonder what will we dream up to continue to share God's love around the city so that others may find this church their home. There are so many things that we can do and dream up. And I'd like to remind you that there is a card that you can take home this week, and it says, "Worrying won't stop the bad stuff from happening. It just stops you from enjoying the good." Wow. This is talking about noticing things to be grateful for rather than wrapping oneself up in worry. So know that you can take this home, put it in something you carry like your pocket or your purse, or you can put it on your refrigerator and remember, worrying won't stop the bad stuff from happening. It just stops you from enjoying the good. And I feel like we could easily get wrapped up in worry about the second and third floors not being rented at this time. But I think we should also be focusing on the good and why people find this space home. As we wrap up our stewardship worship series and our campaign today, I'd like to close with our scripture because it is powerful, remembering that we are meant to see holy in and out of this building and to see holy altars or Jesus' face everywhere. And I'm going to read from the Common English Bible. "Tell them to do good, to be rich in the good things they do, to be generous and to share with others. When they do these things, they will save a treasure for themselves that is a good foundation for the future. That way, they can take hold of what is truly life." Amen. And to shift gears a little bit, committed persons have been worshiping here in this congregation for 150 years. You are now a part of this living tradition. We are thankful for those who were strong enough to lay a cornerstone and to commit themselves to sustaining their mission. If you are a first-time visitor, we do not expect a donation from you today. You are our guest. Don't forget to put your yellow attendance slips into the offering plate as they come by as well.
Thank you.
with his blood. He has raised me with his power. He has raised me to God. Be the glory for the things God has done.
God continues to do glorious things here on this corner. Please remain standing and join me in the prayer of dedication based on the poem Defiant Praise by John Vandalar. There are many doorways to cynicism, Jesus, many reasons for despair, many causes for fear. Resurrection is real, Jesus. We have touched it and seen it. And so, in spite of the fear that nags at us, in the face of the despair and cynicism that taunts us, in denial of all that would seek to steal life away, we offer you our love, our devotion, our lives, as an offering of resurrection faith and defiant praise. Amen. Please remain standing as we sing our closing... Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, please be seated. Okay, last fall... our congregation, as a congregation, we voted to join the Interfaith Sanctuary Coalition, and that was a really brave and amazing thing. We have included today in your bulletin another pledge card here, Volunteer Ability Survey. You may have seen it. UUMC has not voted to house sanctuary seekers, but support a local congregation for in the work they're doing. The things listed on this sheet are ways in which the Interfaith Sanctuary Coalition has determined local congregations can be supportive. I know this is the first time you are seeing this. So please pray about how you or your family may be able to support the sanctuary movement. We ask that you place them on the altar today, if possible, or to take it home and pray about it and submit them to me in the next week or so. It takes many to care for an individual or a family living in sanctuary. So that's part one of what I'm talking about for this stewardship time. The second is to wrap up this stewardship campaign. We've been talking about this for 4 weeks now. We've taken a whole month to think about moving out of scarcity and into the abundance of God's love. We've heard stories of people who feel this church is home and why it feels like home. And well, most importantly, because of all of you. You are generous, not only when it comes to giving, but with your welcome and your genuine care for people. I'm sharing all this because we need you to continue to be so generous. The stewardship team has asked us to stretch. Do you remember Nelson asking us to stretch at the potluck luncheon? They have challenged. They have set a challenging goal of 10-10-10. 10% increase in new pledgers, 10% increase in pledgers, and 10% increase in pledges. You may be asking two things as you sit there. Why do I need to pledge? Can I just give as I can? And the second, will this 10% increase seal the gap we need in our budget, given the lack of rent from our second and third floor? Okay, to the first question, why pledge? Well, honestly, pledging just helps us plan our budget. That's all it simply is. If we don't know what to expect on a monthly basis, then we don't know what we can afford to pay each month. And the second question. Sadly, even with a 10% increase, it will not close the gap in our budget that we need to cover the expense of the second and third floors being rented. We are going to need to cut back to balance our budget. And leadership is working on this. I'm very impressed with the ideas that all of you, several of you, have come forward to me with. I asked you to pray about a possible new way to earn money from the available space, and ideas have come forward. So all of this will be discussed in the months to come. Keep your ideas coming, and we will continue to be transparent with what's going on with our church. I'm grateful for a creative, a vibrant, loving, and generous congregation that we have here. Together with our awesome God, we will get through this together. Today, we will share our pledge cards and our gifts. You should have received a letter and a pledge card in the mail. I've already heard some of you have not, and I'm sorry about that. They should have come by now. If you did not receive it or if you forgot and it's at home, we have extras available, and our ushers have them in the back there. They'll wave them. They're purple. Our hope is that you have had a chance to pray about your pledge and that you have filled it out both sides of the card. We ask that you pray about your pledge of time, talent, and resources. If you are ready and able today, we ask you to bring your pledge card forward and place it at the cross on our communion table while we sing our closing hymn. If you still need to pray about your pledge a little longer, just please drop it off to the office, me at the office, or in the mail in the next week or so. And if you're not able to come forward, an usher will pick up your purple card. Don't you worry. I'd also like the children to come forward if they're comfortable and share their designs that we talked about during children's time, whether they're complete or not complete yet. I'm sure they're beautiful either way.
Please stand in body or spirit and join in the closing hymn.
Shine, Jesus, shine, fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze, set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. Light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness, shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us. Set us free by the truth you now bring us. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Mother's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze, set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. Lord, I come to your awesome presence, from the shadows into your radiance, by the blood that may enter your brightness. Search me, try me, consume all my darkness. Shine on me. shine on me. Jesus, shine, fill this land with the Mother's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze, set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, let there be light. As we gaze on your wondrous brightness, so our faces display your likeness, ever changing from glory to glory. Mirrored here, may our lives tell your story. Shine on me, shine on me, shine, Jesus, shine, fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze, set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word and let there be light.
All right, so with all our gifts combined, what a beautiful thing. What did we find with your gifts? Let's see what you have. Can you show everyone what you've done? Turn it so the color part is out. Flip them over, flip them over. Ooh, all of our gifts come together. Look at that. They're all unique and beautiful. Oh, I have to go down and pray. Sorry, I forgot about that. So we're going to pray over these pledge cards. I got excited about their coloring and forgot all about this. So I'm wondering if the persons who said they would come forward and pray with me would come. If you'd like to stand or sit, feel free. I apologize for holding you up. Here we go. We're going to pray over these, and I'm hoping, children, you can just think that you're right here, because I really am so, I'm just so honored to do this every year. Barb, thanks for coming down. Will you pray with me? We dedicate our gifts to you, O God. Help us to use them to glorify you, to be vessels of your work in this world. We dedicate our pledges to you, O God. Guide our leaders as they prepare us financially for the upcoming year. Use us, O God, to do your work in this world. Encourage us to see that we are all ministers called into the body of Christ. Use us as in our service. We pray over these gifts, blessing them in the name of the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. I think we have a... Yes, benediction. Go into your week with your ears pitched to the sound of God's voice calling your name. Go into your week with your eyes peeled for the face of Jesus in unexpected places. Go into your week with your soul poised to receive the Spirit of God, the Spirit of peace. Amen.